Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Tim Heinecke. The New Testament reading for today is John chapter 12, verses 1 through 19. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave him a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this, not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for my day of burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came, not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." "O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been humbled? We rarely enjoy being humbled. When we get humbled, it's usually because, well, we get humiliated. We get thought less of. Perhaps others are looking down on us. Nobody really enjoys the process of being humbled. And then we have our incredible text today. In the midst of this great reading, there's so much motion and commotion. There's so much excitement and attention drawn to how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. There's Jesus's incredible entry into Jerusalem, celebrating and kicking off what we call Palm Sunday. But there's also some humbling going on here, some humbling that can be easy to miss and overlook. Mary humbled herself. She is Lazarus's sister, and she humbles herself in an incredible way. She wipes Jesus's feet. Well, at this point in time, people walked around either barefoot or wearing sandals. There were animals going about doing their business in the streets. People's feet were not clean. They were anything but clean. And yet she cleans Jesus's feet and anoints his feet with this expensive ointment. And she wipes his feet with her hair. She cleans his feet with her hair. Talk about humbling yourself. Talk about an incredibly even humiliating thing to go through. And yet she loves and appreciates Jesus, that she's willing to go through this for him. In fact, Jesus himself humbles himself. Yes, he comes into Jerusalem on this exciting, what we call Palm Sunday, but he's riding on the back of a young donkey. It is not exactly the noble steed or impressive war horse that we might expect a king to be riding. Instead, he's trotting along on the back of a donkey. And right after this text, Jesus will humble himself even more. He will humble himself on the cross. He'll humble himself to be able to save us, to win forgiveness for our sins, to forgive us, to love us, and to be there for us as our Savior. And so when we get humbled, even when we get humiliated, even when it seems like others may not know what we're going through or what we are feeling, Jesus knows. Jesus knows exactly what you are going through. He knows the thoughts crossing your mind, and he knows what you are experiencing. Jesus loves you. He is there for you. He is by your side, and he is the one who humbles himself to save us. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that in the midst of our failures and weaknesses, we may be restored through the passion and intercession of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.